Renowned restaurants tend to be in large cities, Graham. Why did you choose a small town?
When my father died, he left me this house, which he'd bought with the idea that one day the whole family would move here. He dreamed of a quieter life, but the move never happened. We continued to live in a flat in the city. I wanted my own restaurant, and renting was out of the question, so it made sense to use this building. I moved here with my wife, and it took me 5 years to make it work properly.
But surely it would be more profitable to have a restaurant in a large city?
It's true that cities have visitors all the time, while here we rely on two or three busy seasons, but that works fine for me. When there are fewer customers, we find time to catch up with friends. Because there are more opportunities, big cities tend to attract more talented people who prefer jobs in busy centres, and that is a problem. It's been a struggle to get and keep the very good cooks I've got now, I must say. But I'm happy because, on the other hand, the local farmers and fishermen are more accessible here.
You made a decision to attend business school after secondary school. Was it useful?
It was incredibly significant. It was during that time that I decided to be a chef. I always loved food, but I'd never considered it as a career. There was a terrible canteen at college, so I was going home each night looking forward to cooking my own dinner, precisely what my friends at college hated most. I knew then what I really wanted to be was a professional chef, and it wasn't to do with all the theory about business which I was having at college.
Can anyone with a major interest in food become a great chef?
A good chef can prepare a great meal, but it's only the top ones who get it right all the time. For them, it's not a hit-or-miss thing, so the difference is in the consistency. Cooking is an art, and it isn't a question of inventing new things every day. Chefs who try to do that often lose the special quality that made them special in the first place, the thing that set them apart from an ordinary cook.
What's your opinion of the young cooks who graduate from cookery schools?
I think there are too many students who enrol in these courses for the wrong reasons. They're thinking of instantaneous success, and it rarely happens this way. You have to love this business. Having said that, I have great respect for the ones who know what they're doing and are willing to work ridiculously long hours while the rest of the world is having fun. They'll go a long way, and deservedly so, but they are a minority.
So, after all these years, the passion is still there?
Absolutely. I still find myself saving articles on the restaurant business and cutting out endless recipes that I'm anxious to try. The endurance is not the same, though. I suppose that's something to be expected. There isn't the strength of earlier years which allowed me to go on and on. That's why I rely a lot on the people I train, because the restaurant must keep on being profitable for years to come.
Looking ahead to, say, in 10 years, do you still see yourself in the kitchen?
I really believe that I'll be doing something different. I'll always cook, but it won't be in a restaurant kitchen. I'll find a house in a warmer country and find the time to do it in a relaxing way. Of course, when I mentioned this idea in a newspaper interview recently, I had a number of offers from some lovely tourist resorts around Europe. I must make it clear that I wasn't looking for either job or travel opportunities.
Graham Malley, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
Now you will hear part four again.
Renowned restaurants tend to be in large cities, Graham. Why did you choose a small town?
When my father died, he left me this house, which he'd bought with the idea that one day the whole family would move here. He dreamed of a quieter life, but the move never happened. We continued to live in a flat in the city. I wanted my own restaurant, and renting was out of the question, so it made sense to use this building. I moved here with my wife, and it took me 5 years to make it work properly.
But surely it would be more profitable to have a restaurant in a large city?
It's true that cities have visitors all the time, while here we rely on two or three busy seasons, but that works fine for me. When there are fewer customers, we find time to catch up with friends. Because there are more opportunities, big cities tend to attract more talented people who prefer jobs in busy centres, and that is a problem. It's been a struggle to get and keep the very good cooks I've got now, I must say. But I'm happy because, on the other hand, the local farmers and fishermen are more accessible here.
You made a decision to attend business school after secondary school. Was it useful?
It was incredibly significant. It was during that time that I decided to be a chef. I always loved food, but I'd never considered it as a career. There was a terrible canteen at college, so I was going home each night looking forward to cooking my own dinner, precisely what my friends at college hated most. I knew then what I really wanted to be was a professional chef, and it wasn't to do with all the theory about business which I was having at college.
Can anyone with a major interest in food become a great chef?
A good chef can prepare a great meal, but it's only the top ones who get it right all the time. For them, it's not a hit or miss thing, so the difference is in the consistency. Cooking is an art, and it isn't a question of inventing new things every day. Chefs who try to do that often lose the special quality that made them special in the first place, the thing that set them apart from an ordinary cook.
What's your opinion of the young cooks who graduate from cookery schools?
I think there are too many students who enrol in these courses for the wrong reasons. They're thinking of instantaneous success, and it rarely happens this way. You have to love this business. Having said that, I have great respect for the ones who know what they're doing and are willing to work ridiculously long hours while the rest of the world is having fun. They'll go a long way, and deservedly so, but they are a minority.
So, after all these years, the passion is still there?
Absolutely. I still find myself saving articles on the restaurant business and cutting out endless recipes that I'm anxious to try. The endurance is not the same, though. I suppose that's something to be expected. There isn't the strength of earlier years which allowed me to go on and on. That's why I rely a lot on the people I train, because the restaurant must keep on being profitable for years to come.
Looking ahead to, say, in 10 years, do you still see yourself in the kitchen?
I really believe that I'll be doing something different. I'll always cook, but it won't be in a restaurant kitchen. I'll find a house in a warmer country and find the time to do it in a relaxing way. Of course, when I mentioned this idea in a newspaper interview recently, I had a number of offers from some lovely tourist resorts around Europe. I must make it clear that I wasn't looking for either job or travel opportunities.
Graham Malley, it's been a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon.
That is the end of part 4. That is the end of the test.